that Retrievus radio, what's the output on it, if I may ask?
They claim 40, but different reports I've heard say that it really only puts out about 30, 35 watts.
I think you maybe picked it off of Amazon. Good deal.
Right, yeah. I bought one of those Radiodity DB40s. Actually, I liked it, but it only lasted about 2-3 weeks, and something happened where I stopped being able to transmit. I could still hear fairly good, but the transmission was lousy. I couldn't pick up any repeaters, and so I sent it back and got this one instead.
Definitely good to know on that, because I'm running a Radiosity DB20G, and I've been looking at upgrading to the 40 watt, and similar to your thought process, I was actually going to look at making a repeater out by my house, which is out in Westland.
Yeah, I might have just picked up the bad one. I will say the one thing I didn't like about it was the display was really hard to see in a mobile with the sun and everything. Just could not see it. This Retrievus has definitely got better, what are you going to call, difference between the writing and the backlight, that you can see it better.
Good to know. Taking those mental notes right now. That way I can keep that in the back of my mind when I go to make my next purchase.
Do that. Yeah. One thing I don't care for about this Retrievus is that I can't seem to figure out how, like, normally you can flip it between seeing your frequency and seeing the channel. And this, I had to program a new name into it, but it didn't give me enough points to put the full frequency in. So it's kind of odd there. And I had to do it through a computer rather than using the hand display.
Gotcha on that one. Also, good to know on that one.
Hey, my name's Kevin. I didn't catch your name. It's WSAX870.
Heading with you, WSAX 712 is going to be clear of the net.